A presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has visited the scene of the collapsed building, Melcom Building in Achimota. Nana Addo, accompanied by some party bigwigs, called for more resources for the security agencies to enable them to fully undertake rescue missions in the country. Addressing the joint task force responsible for the evacuation of trapped persons, Nana Addo commended the security agencies for the swift response to the disaster. Abraham Donko and Brighton Trama have filed this report.
Rescue efforts were continuing when the presidential candidate of the NPP and his entourage arrived at the scene. He was briefed on arrival by the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawini Atintandi. He told Nana Addo how swift the security agencies reacted to the accident. He said nobody has been recovered as at the time Nana Addo arrived. He noted that there are still people and somebody's trapped in the debris.
When it happened in the morning on Wednesday, the information got quickly to all the agencies involved, and then there was speedy reaction. So within 30 minutes, people were already here, you know, to try to see what we could do. We can count several institutions that were here. We have the armed forces, we have NADMO, which is the lead agency, we have the police service, we have the National Ambulance Service, and the Minister of Health system in total. By 12:30 yesterday, we had recovered as many as 70 all alive, 70 people were recovered.
Nana Addo, after the briefing, commended the security agencies for the swift response to the disaster. He said the accident has raised the need for the security agencies to be well equipped and ready for emergencies. He also commended the neighboring community for the show of love during the time of the accident. He called for investigations into the circumstances that led to the collapse.
It's an occasion that tells us that we need to do more to resource these aid to be able to perform even better. I hear that, for instance, the Israelis are bringing in machinery to help them, which is normal course of events our security agents should have as well. It's a moment for all of us to ponder about the work they do and the need for us to ensure that they have the wherewithal to be able to respond effectively when such things. It's a tragedy that has affected all of us, and I'm happy to see that the Ghanaian nation is standing firm in solidarity with those to whom this tragedy has occurred.
Nana Addo and his team later visited the 37 military hospital where some survivors have been hospitalized. He sympathized with them and encouraged them to continue to have faith in God. Nana Addo donated 10,000 Ghana CDs to a fund raised by the New Statesman newspaper.
Abraham Donko and Brighton Trama filed that report.